Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
All right, and welcome back to The Kids Table Takes Over, Ebling and Mew. I'm Dan Redford.
I'm Eric Jorgensen.
And we are back here with a special guest. His name's Bobby Lan from the China Entrepreneurship Network. I actually had the opportunity after I graduated from MSU to take a very unique and interesting position in East Lansing working for Gillespie Group to create a China creative space. You might not know that Michigan State University has one of the country's largest Chinese student populations, over 2,400. That's not a small number, is it, Eric?
No, not at all.
And the China Creative Space is going to be a unique place in the country for our students, our Chinese students, to integrate into the community. And would you know it, they are very, very entrepreneurial and want to start businesses. So we are talking to Bobby Lan. Bobby, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you, Dan?
Doing well. Now, you're not in the studio today. Where are you calling us from?
Toronto.
Toronto.
Right.
What are you doing in Toronto, Bobby?
Spend some time for the Thanksgiving.
Okay. Who are you with? You with some friends, or did you go by yourself?
No. Actually, we have four of my friends. We go together.
I heard Toronto has a pretty large Chinatown area, doesn't it?
Yes. It has a huge Chinatown and a huge Chinese population here.
So, we want to talk a little bit about the China Entrepreneurship Network. What is it, and how did you get that started at MSU?
Yeah, okay. Actually, China Entrepreneur Network was first founded last year in winter in UM. And for Michigan State University, it's the first chapter in U.S. So we are actually focusing on the entrepreneurship and the innovation and sustainability of the new business model and green technology and sort of things that we want to explore more business opportunities between U.S. and China. And, I mean, for CEN and MSU, we actually want to emphasize the opportunity, especially between Michigan and China. And that's sort of thing we are doing right now, and hope we can make things better.
Yeah, us too, Bobby. This is Eric, co-hosting with Dan and Michelle.
Hi.
And it's true, you know, the international students, especially some of the Chinese students that we have at MSU, are really the best of the best of where they come from. And it's staggering to see that all that talent. I know I've got a lot of Chinese international students in some of my entrepreneurship classes. I've, you know, consulted with some that are starting businesses and mm-hmm. and met a lot of really, really talented people. So these are the ones that you're sort of trying to build into this network, right? And sort of leverage their talents.
Yes. Because we know that there are lots of Chinese students, I mean, both in graduate or undergraduate students, who are interested in entrepreneurship, and they need some kind of organization or a network to explore or expand their opportunities all around the campus or all around the city.
What you're saying is, I know, resonating a lot with some of the individuals that are listening to our show at this point. I actually had the opportunity to go to the China Entrepreneurship Network event at U of M a couple weeks ago, and I mm-hmm. must say I was quite impressed. It was a lot of not just Chinese students, but it was American and other international students there, business people. I know you had representatives from the Detroit Chinese Business Association there, the Ford Foundation. What are you looking for? What types of resources? Are you looking for sponsors? Are you looking for companies in this area to kind of help get this going and help you try to do some of the things you talk about by bringing these Chinese opportunities to Michigan?
Because our name is Network, so we need a network that connecting all of, I mean, not all of, but most of the companies that are interested in business in China or interested in international students. So we actually looking forward to cooperate local companies like then where you work, and we want to launch some real world project for our members that they can get involved in the real American society business world, not just studying some materials on campus. And we also looking for companies that can sponsor our special event like that entrepreneur forum in UM you talk about, and we actually want to launch more kind of special events and looking for more cooperations.
Hey, Bobby, this is Eric again. That's sounds awesome. I'm sure you're familiar with the work Dan's doing with the China Creative Space for Gillespie
mm-hmm.
Group.
Mm-hmm.
I got to say, I see a huge opportunity for cooperation between those two. Do you think maybe the China Entrepreneurship Network will have a home in the China Creative Space?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Actually, the first time Dan came to our events and he talked about his Gillespie Group China Creative Space, and actually I'm very interested in that because, you know, the Chinese students here, I mean, in Lansing is just increased rapidly every year, and they need kind of place that just I'm sorry, that collect the resources for collect resources between Chinese students and American students. So for CEN, EMSU, we want to help Gillespie Group to build that place, and also we actually regard it as one of our projects that can get more of our members to get involved in it.
Absolutely. We're talking to Bobby Lan. He is a MSU junior and the president of the newly founded MSU chapter of the China Entrepreneurship Network. Bobby, what is the biggest barrier you think between Chinese students and maybe other international students to start forging these relationships with other students on campus or in the community? Is it language? Is it culture? Is it infrastructure? What do you think it is?
You mean the area?
Yes.
Language is a tool, actually, and of course it's very important that most of the international students, they didn't have any experience that living in such an English country for a long time. So language is, the primary need for them. And actually, the culture is kind of more important that they don't have on campus, they do have classes on campus, but
yep.
Actually, as you know, that international students don't have many opportunities to contact with American students.
Well, Bobby, we're going to get you those opportunities just as fast as we can. Thanks for calling, and
yeah,
have a
you.
Wonderful Thanksgiving in Toronto. We'll
thank
be
you.
Back
thank you. You too.
After the next break.